أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما صدق الله العظيم إن شاء الله for this Ramadan we will discuss verses number 63 to 77 of Surah Al-Furqan. Surah Al-Furqan is the 25th surah or chapter of the Quran Sharif. And here in these verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala discusses Ibadur Rahman, the slaves of Ar-Rahman, the slaves of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala discusses different traits, characteristics, qualities of these special servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah we will try and pursue them one by one. The whole objective is for me to put it into my life, and each of us, let us make niyat that we try and bring it into our lives also. Shah Waliullah Dehlavi rahmatullah alayhi says that if you look through the Quran Sharif, you will find the set methodology of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that there is a balance between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning the kuffar, the disobedient servants of Allah ta'ala, and together with that, the balance of mentioning the pious servants of Allah ta'ala, who obviously had brought iman. And in both, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, speaks about their traits, Allah ta'ala speaks about their qualities. Now when we look particularly at the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the believers, Allah ta'ala used different qualities. Sometimes Allah ta'ala called them muttaqoon, sometimes mu'minoon, sometimes muslimoon. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes described them by their deeds, by their actions. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ, the action of salah, وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةِ, the action of giving zakat. And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described His servants by their qualities. Like how Allah ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْقَانِتَاتِ, they were submissive, they brought iman, they were obedient to Allah ta'ala. Like that Allah ta'ala says, أَتَّائِبُونَ الْعَابِدُونَ الْحَامِدُونَ, Allah mentions the qualities of tawbah, the qualities of ibadat, the qualities of worshipping or praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this way we find that sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the deeds, sometimes Allah ta'ala mentions the qualities. When we look particularly at Ibadur Rahman, these slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mostly we will find that Allah ta'ala speaks about the deeds. But particularly in these verses, Allah ta'ala mentions these deeds in such detail, so graphically, that one will understand the qualities also. By carrying out a deed, a person will then be known by that quality. And again, the whole objective is that we bring iman in this and we practice upon it. Now, when we look at the inherent quality of insan, how Allah Ta'ala created us, whilst Allah has given us the capacity to acknowledge Allah, to bring iman in Allah, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also given us the quality of enslaving ourselves. Unfortunately, sometimes we enslave ourselves incorrectly. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَىٰ, that have you not seen that person who has taken his ilah, his God, his object of worship as his own vain desires? That people, because we have this inherent quality of becoming slaves, sometimes we become slaves of our own desires. Do what I want. You only live once in this world, so make the best of it. Don't worry about akhirat and all of that. Then we will find sometimes, unfortunately, Allah Ta'ala save us from all of this, but sometimes man can even become the slave of shaitan. In Surah Yasin, we read it every day. Alam ahad ilaykum ya bani Adama, Allah ta'budu shaytan, innahu lakum adubun mubin, wa ani abuduni. Allah Ta'ala has taken a covenant from us. Allah has taken a promise from us that we will not worship shaytan because shaytan is the enemy. Now it doesn't make sense. It is an act of foolishness that a person begins to worship his enemy. But wa ani abuduni, worship me. So here again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that if man does not make his desires subservient to Allah Ta'ala, then what would happen is man would make it subservient to his own desires and that of shaitan. We find in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, Ta'isa abdu dinar wa abdu dirham, that may the slave of gold and silver be perished. So there in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke about our enslavery to this material world. Yes, Allah Ta'ala sent us in this world. We have to live, we have to earn, we can accumulate all of that. But don't become the slaves of this dunya. So here we find that we have the inherent qualities of enslaving ourselves. Either it will be our desires, shaitan, or this material world. Like Ibn Qayyim, rahimahumullah, has said, Harabu mina riqqi alladhi khuliqu lah. فَبُولُوا بِرِقِّ النَّفْسِ وَالشَّيْطَانِ. The truth about man is this, that man ran away from pursuing what he had been created for. What have we been created for? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. For the ibadat of Allah, for the slavery of Allah Ta'ala, to serve and worship Allah Ta'ala. But when we ran away from this worship of Allah Ta'ala, and aligning ourselves and enslaving ourselves to Allah Ta'ala, then we went through struggles, through difficulties, because of our affiliation and our obsession of this material world. Allah Ta'ala says, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. That does man really think that he has been created without any purpose for play, amusement of this world? And does man really think he is not going to be returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in these verses, Allah ta'ala speak about this ibadur rahman so that we can align ourselves to Allah ta'ala, we can enslave ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in this way we can get closer to Allah. And in this month of Ramadan, let us make this niyat that these deeds, acts, qualities, traits come into us, inshallah, so that we will be able to bring it into us and we will be able to become real slaves of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.